The west side of San Antonio is predominantly poor and Hispanic and has a reputation disputed by its residents for being crime-ridden. But many of its residents wouldn't want to live anywhere else. Many of the West Side's oldest residents have stories to tell, but historians normally don't come knocking on their doors. Their stories are now available in both print and song. On a drizzly, misty, cool Sunday afternoon, the Esperanza Peace and Justice Center was packed with young and old to hear these stories. Large portraits of the West Side's elders, taken by Antonia Padilla, lined the walls. Guadalupe Berta Flores is the oldest woman in the room.
I was born on March the 16th of 1921.
The 97-year-old grew up on the West Side. Flores was the youngest of seven children and served in the U.S. Navy as a switchboard operator at the tail end of World War II.
I went in and the war stopped, so I stopped the... I was barely a year or a year and a half. And I said, the minute they saw me come in, they stopped the war. And they used to kid me, my family. Yeah, with your face, who wouldn't stop anything?
As a child, Flores remembers playing nurse with the other kids in the neighborhood and giving them green grapes as medicine. Her parents grew a large grapevine across their front porch.
They wouldn't let me go nowhere else but on the porch. So the kids would come over and we'd play. If you were sick, I give you a green grape.
Another elder, Jesse Vidales, is only slightly younger than Flores.
I have a lot of history in the West Side, and I'm still living there. Because I was born there in 1921. That's only 97 years ago. And I'm still here. The only time that I left my wonderful, beautiful West Side and my San Antonio was when I was inducted in the military. 1943.
Vidalis says he's not going anywhere yet.
According to what I have heard, my doctors and the VA, they all tell me that they believe that maybe I'm going to get to live another 20 years. My father's grandfather lived to the ripe old age of 123 years.
The stories of Vidalis, Flores, and 10 other elders are included in the book Still Here, Homenaje al West Side de San Antonio. It was created by musician, composer, and poet Lourdes Perez. She gathered the oral histories of 12 of the West Side's elders and set their stories to music.
Based on their stories, we figure out what styles, what songs, how to honor, best honor the story. And then we gather and invited over 20 musicians from the West Side of San Antonio to be part of the recording.
It was a project 2 years in the making. One of the songs in the book and CD is Salimos Ganando, or We Come Out Winning. Perez says it was inspired by the story of Lucy and Ray Perez.
They have very hard life, but every year for 3 years in a row, they won the dance competitions that they used to have here. And they dance anywhere from jitterbug to waltzes, chotises, redobas. And within the song that I did for them, there is the rhythms of jitterbug, redoba, chotis, a cast of stars from Flaco Jimenez to Eva Ibarra to Max Baca. It pays tribute to those sounds, but it's not pretending to be what's already happened. That's one of the songs. That's the one. That's Salimos Ganando. Yeah. that's Eva Ibarra in accordion.
Over the decades, the west side of San Antonio has been subject to urban renewal that has displaced many of its residents and demolished historic buildings. But Graciela Sanchez, director of the Esperanza Peace and Justice Center, says the community survives.
It is complicated. There is poverty, but there's also richness in culture and tradition and convivencia, how people come together and share the little that they have with one another. And that was a way in the past, and that's kind of gotten lost today.
In other words, they're still here, and they're not going anywhere.
viviendo entre las vías de los trenes. Lo malo de las calles conocí.
De niña masticaba el chapopote, nacida entre los brazos de mi abuela. Mamá necesitaba de mi ayuda, por eso nunca terminé la escuela.
Nos fuimos una noche de paseo a la lomita de la Inspiración, y contemplando todo San Antonio, allí fue que nació nuestra canción. La vida nuestra siempre ha sido una aventura, las cosas que el destino fue tirando. No importa qué tan triste